This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Western Illinois University hosted Indiana State University in football over the weekend. That drew half a dozen members of Westboro Baptist Church to Macomb. The group is known for its extreme anti-gay rhetoric. They showed up to picket because an ISU player is openly gay. Their demonstration was greeted not with more negativity, but instead with love. The two-hour counter-demonstration, in fact, was called the Rally for Love. It took place down the road from the Westboro demonstrators. A few hundred people braved the chilly and rainy conditions for live music, speeches, and camaraderie. Some of those at the rally waved rainbow flags. One person was even dressed in a rainbow suit. Chris Sutton of Macomb worked his way through the crowd, passing out heart-shaped rainbow stickers for people to wear.
I started with 500 of these things, and now I'm down to about 100, so we need to get these things out. Get your friends over here so they can get their stickers.
Sutton says it was important for the community to come together and deliver a message that contrasts the views espoused by Westboro.
We are sending a very clear message to folks around here that this is what we stand for. We stand for unity and inclusiveness and love.
Rallygoers showed up from throughout the region. One group drove down from Galesburg. Katie Stewart was part of that group.
I think it's important in these divisive times to really build community, and not just community within one town, but to try to expand to towns beyond, to show that there can be communities of love and that we can push out the hate to the outskirts of town, kind of like we're doing here today.
Stewart also says people need to vote and they need to pressure politicians to pass laws that protect all people. Western student Danny Kyle helped organize the rally. She says she was blown away by the turnout.
I'm just really impressed to see how much the community supports people loving each other.
Kyle says organizers are already talking about making the Rally for Love an annual event, inspired to counter one group's hatred by celebrating love for one another. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.